Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
What's up, party people? Mariah Carey still denying that she did anything wrong and blaming everybody else. And producer Phil was right. She is going on tour with Lionel Richie. Get your seats now, kids. Lionel Richie used to be in the Commodores. Yeah, it's pretty popular amongst the youth of America. He was really big in the 80s. Not so much anymore. Oh, man. I tell you what. It's this first week of January. Are you feeling it? Darker outside. Little gloom and doom. Sadness has arrived. Oh, my goodness. On my vacation. And it was nice. It was nice. I was sick for a few days. But I'll tell you what, man. All my friends are like, dude, are you going to watch the UFC? I'm like, I am not watching the UFC fight. And have you ever seen anybody who has fallen faster? She was, and producer Phil, I think maybe this is fair to it. This is an analogy. She was the female Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, absolutely. She was.
If you don't know who Kimbo Slice was, he is the, he passed away last year. He was a famous backyard brawler who made a lot of money fighting in backyards with people, kind of had this bigger than life persona. And then he finally got a shot at the UFC and he failed a little bit, succeeded a little bit. This was the issue right here. She just had nobody to fight. I told everybody last year, like people like, do you watch her? I'm like, why would I want to watch her beat a Hausfrau, right? She's beating up some mom who goes to the gym three times a week and fights. This isn't a real thing. When there's real competition, she's going to get her ass beat. And Holly Holm beat her ass, and this last girl beat her. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. That took 48 seconds. She got $3 million for 48 seconds. That's like Floyd Mayweather money. The other girl got $250. But see, the other thing, and this is it, man. It's about sex. Sex sells. I don't care what anybody says. Sex sells. There was something about, what's her name? I always forget her name. What's her name? Ronda Rousey. It was something about Ronda Rousey, right? There was something about Ronda Rousey that people would pay to watch. She was that girl next door, kind of cute, little bit of sexiness, not too intimidating, kind of a dork. There was something about her like that, you know, Sandra Bullock thing, right? Guys like Sandra Bullock because guys think, oh, I got a shot at that, right? Like, I don't have a shot at, you know, Jennifer Lawrence. I don't have a shot at Charlize Theron. I have a shot at Sandra Bullock. It's the same thing with Ronda Rousey. And there was a bit of sex appeal there. And that's why she got $3 million. The other chick got $250,000. But that's why I don't waste my money on that stuff. Like, that's a waste of money. It was. And talk about falling from the heavens, right? Like, think about where she was a year ago. Or 13 months ago, because she had lost a year ago. And then think about where she is now. She's lost her last two fights where she got whooped up on, and now she's done. She's not fighting again because there's real competition. Chad, you're a jerk. That's my Ronda Rousey. Maybe you should make her fight Mariah Carey. How would that be? I'm trying to be a good sport. Wow, wow. Trying to be a good sport here. Wow, wow. God, she was horrible. She trained with ISIS. Chad, you're a jerk. I am a bit of a jerk. I am a bit of a jerk. Congress is back in session and nobody cares. Nor should you. Nothing's going to get done. They're going to argue about stuff. Did you see the sit-in today? That was Jeff Sessions. The NAACP stages a sit-in at Jeff Sessions' office. Because the Republicans were going to do this bizarre fixing of the ethics committee. Nobody cares. And they're all sitting there. And it's just like, it's my God.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
That is right, Peter Griffin. Who the hell cares? Nobody does. Nobody does. Nobody. I've had people tweet me tonight. Chad, how could you say you don't care about politics? Not that I don't care about politics. It's just that What kind of caring can you do anymore, right? It's like, how much can you caring help? Let's care about stuff that we can have an actual influence on. Like, that's the things I want to care about. I want to care about things that I can actually have some sort of influence on. And you, that's why I think issues are the things. You know, sitting there, these people arguing over who gets to investigate them when they're all crooks and criminals. Even if they're not, and they're not all crooks and criminals. I mean, that's just, you're just throwing stuff out there. But they're all, they're all liars. But they're what you call, they are very much a thoughtful liar. They would love for their promise to come true. But they always have plausible deniability because they're just one person. That's why we like Trump, right? Like, because he's going to come out and kind of tell the truth, no matter how painful it is. It's amazing. It is totally amazing. I am just laughing my ass off. It's just like, because like I watch news all day, and I've gotten to the point where I can barely stomach it all. Like, how many breaking news stories can we have about, you know, oh my God, did you hear that they're going to announce that Russia did something bad to us, or South Korea is on high alert because the little guy next door is pissed off because one of his loafers isn't tall enough and he's limping, you know, so he's pissed at the world. And with this breaking, he's not going to bomb anybody. Who cares if the Russians hacked anything? Oh, I care, Chad. It's messing with democracy. It's not messing with democracy. She messed with democracy. She messed with everything. She played that game. Nobody else did. She did. Well, Julian Assange says he didn't get it, and we shouldn't believe him. Why? You believe him when he's saying something about your side that's good or bad for the other side. You believe him then. You don't believe him now. And by the way, WikiLeaks is kind of like the Inquirer. Like, when it comes out, you're in a lot of trouble. Right? Like, when you're on the Inquirer's front page, your ass has done something wrong. Like, you may not even know you have cancer. They do. Oh, my God. Did you guys know that? No, that's the insanity of it all. Like, and it's the same thing with WikiLeaks. I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. If you're in WikiLeaks... But it's funny that, like, the Russians are like, I didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. I did not do anything. And Julian Assange is all Julian Assange, you know, in there with all his Ecuadorian friends. And he's saying, look, the Russians didn't give us anything. But then my whole thought is, who gives a rat's ass? It's over with. Let's say tomorrow Putin comes out and goes, we totally hacked it. Who cares? What are we going to do? What changes? Are we going to go do a redo? We're like, oh, we can't do this. No, we're not going to do a redo. Nothing's changed. So who cares? I don't know how people can just glom onto this crap forever. I can't. I know that. There's no way. I find it tough every day stomaching half this stuff. It's just like, Producer Phil, do you have a tough time just like when you're watching some of this stuff, whether it's MSNBC or any of this stuff, and just the... Like, how do you talk about the same stuff for like 5 straight hours?
I can't get that either. And you know, the great thing you were talking about, breaking news, because you always see the headline on Fox and on CNN, breaking news on a story that broke 7 hours ago.
Yeah, and nothing's changed. Like, there's nothing new. Like, they haven't discovered anything. They haven't fixed anything. There's just a way for them to put that big red thing up there so maybe you'll pay a little bit more attention. Ugh, crazy. Hey, man, this is what happens, though. We have all these channels. You got time to fill. You got time to fill. You got to come up with something. That's why they have so many of these pundits, because they got to get as many pundits on there as possible so they can give you 25 different answers, hopefully, that you might find something. Well, I'll stick around because this person's funny, or she's good looking. Chad, you didn't say she was intelligent. Well, she's good looking. Essie Cupp is hot. We know that because she sat in front of us, and Producer Phil was not there. She could care less about us,
Producer Phil's sad.
Yeah. Phil, she could care less about us, man. She could have cared less about us. Like, Milo was engaging, and he was very, very nice. Essie Cupp looked annoyed. But she looked annoyed all the time. Wasn't just me, as everybody. And Ann Coulter needs to eat. I think we established that. and she always looked very busy. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show. You can tweet the show. Oh, look at that. Did you see that? I'm watching breaking news as Nancy Pelosi hands over Thor's hammer to Paul Ryan, who then says, by the power of Thor, and he sticks the hammer in the air, and lightning comes down, and he kills everybody in Congress. That did not happen. That'd be breaking news right there. Breaking some good news. It's the Chad Benson. You're a little erratic. You're excited. You're doing something. You're late for something. You get pulled over. The police officer or the alcohol beverage control agent that sees you swerving in and out of cars says to yourself, self, you have to be on something. I'm going to give you a field sobriety test. You're like, I'm not on anything, officer. No, no, no. I'm looking at your pupils. They're dilated. Something's going on here. Your pupils are huge. Things are crazy. What's going on? You pass all the tests, but the officer says, no, there's got to be something to this. Takes you on in. You, the breathalyzer, zero. Blood test, zero. Nothing. All you have in your body is caffeine. Oh, ooh, caffeine. This happened to a man named Joseph Schwab, 36-year-old man, who was then charged with DUI for having no more than caffeine in his system. The DA pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, wanting to go after this guy, and they eventually were going to take him to trial. But public pressure has finally, after over a year plus fighting this, gotten this case dismissed. But the stupidity of it all, knowing the guy only had caffeine, 0.00 on the breathalyzer, what is wrong with people? Welcome to California, first and foremost. But secondly, what are you thinking? That got us thinking. What if we were all potentially caffeine freaks and addicts that should be patrolled? That's why we have caffeine cops.
Bad Joe, what you gonna do? What you gonna do now? Bad Joe, Bad Joe, caffeine is a crime, and when they get to you, it will be DUI. Bad Joe, Bad Joe, caffeine is a crime, and when they get to you, it will be DUI. Your mocha not give you no break. Cappuccino not give you no break. Oh, no fold, your manny give you no break. Not even your latte not give you no break, no. Bad Joe, Bad Joe, caffeine is a crime, and when they get to you, it will be DUI. Bad Joe, Bad Joe, caffeine is a crime, and when they get to you, it will be DUI.
Five George Kata Base. Car 224 here at the corner of Macchiato and Frappuccino, across from the downtown Union Starbucks drive-thru. Kazen for DWJ's driving while jittery. 10-4, I have a good view of the Starbucks counter through the drive-thru window. Wait, just a sec. An Asian male just ordered a caramel frappuccino blended coffee with four shots of espresso. I think we're onto something here. Nope, 86 that. He just changed his order to a skinny latte. Damn New Year's resolution calorie counters. 10-4 to base. A woman just now placed an order for an American gingerbread dolce honey caramelized espresso. What's that? The caffeine in that drink is below the legal limits? But we might be able to get her on the elevated glucose levels. Nah, 86 that too. Okay, car 224 to base. I'm about to set pursuit after a Caucasian male. He just ordered a venti peppermint dolce cream cookie crumble macchiato with six shots of espresso and a slice of double chocolate layer cake. Damn, that chocolate cake has enough caffeine to put this sucker away for 10 to 12 easy. I'm going to need some backup over here. I'll get you a cafe Americano before heading out.
Oh, could you imagine that? 90% of the country, by the way, has at least one caffeine drink a day. 90%. Of the country has at least one caffeine drink a day. The insanity of it all. And this is what great. This is Sharon Henry was the chief deputy district attorney of the Solano County area, said the charge of driving under the influence is not based upon the presence of caffeine in his system. Well, there's nothing else in his system. There was nothing else in the system. There was no blood test. And the want and the hope that this cat was on something, that doesn't count. You see, it's, oh my God, could you imagine? Now think about this. What about not only that, think about all of the energy drinks, the Monsters, the Rock Stars, the Red Bulls. Oh my goodness. We would all be done for. Mountain Dew? Whoa, dude, I got a guy over here and he's definitely done the dew. What are you going to do? I don't know. But he's done the do. He may be, we may have to execute him for doing the do. It's insane. It's insane. And look, if you think it was because he was reckless driving, because he was weaving in and out, then get him for reckless driving, give him a ticket, and move on with your life. But if it's because you have a hunch, Columbo, doesn't work that way. Oh, it's a woman. Police woman? Doesn't work that way. My God, stupid. How much money did he waste? And that poor SOB. Man, that guy had to spend money defending it. Apparently, you know, was it buzz driving is drunk driving? Jittery driving is drunk driving. That's the thing we're going to have now. Friends don't let friends jitter. Insanity of it all. Just so stupid. I can't believe it. Got a poll on the old Twitter page. It's also on Facebook. Check it out. How important is politics to you in your life? Big time important. Not so much. Don't really care. Currently, the politics of it, 61% says very much so. 39% says I follow, but not closely. 0 says I could care less. I think some people are putting, it's very important. As, you know, we want you to think it's important. Is it really, though? Is it really? Are you being honest with me? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. All right. I love these guys. Bad boys, bad boys. They're getting paid, man. You only need one hit. 323-538-2423. That's the text line. It's the Chad Benson Show. What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna
do? What you gonna do when they come for you? The Chad Benson Show. What you gonna do when they come for you? Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Last year, 2016, lo, those many days ago, the 2016 was here. It wrapped up, and we've got the 10 biggest concert tours of the year. And let me tell you something. There is a huge gap between number 10, which was Celine Dion, which we're still not sure is considered a tour if you just stay in one place and people come to you. I don't know if that's a tour, right? Like, I thought a tour was, you know, one night you're in Cleveland, and the next night you're in Pittsburgh, and then you do 3 dates in Fresno, and then that's a tour. I mean, that sounds like a heavy metal tour, but that's a tour, right? Like, that's not I'm in Vegas and people show up. And maybe you do one night in, like, you know, Montreal, you know. I bet she made $85.5 million. She probably made more last year had Renee, her father, husband, not passed away. Chad, why are you saying that? Because he was rather old comparatively. See, I think he started seeing her when she was 11. Ah, they're foreigners. It's different where we come from. We're from Montreal. Crazy. Crazy. Ah, such craziness. Number 9 is this band. They're still ticking at 160 years old each. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones made almost $91 million. I don't think they toured that much. I think a good portion of that. They were out here at Old Cella. Which is, you know, that's the concert where, you know, yeah, they called it Desert Trip. Most of us called it Old Cella instead of Coachella, which, by the way, Coachella had their announcement today. The three big acts that will be headlining are Beyonce, Radiohead, and Lamar Kendrick or Kendrick Lamar. I'm not quite sure, and somebody's going to text me with that. So you screwed it up, and he's going to be mad. And he's gonna
come screwed over. It up.
Is it Kendrick Lamar?
It's Kendrick Lamar.
Ah, there we go. Lord is playing, and so is Hans Zimmer, the guy who does all of those scores. So that'll be interesting to see. But Rolling Stones, 91 million. I saw this guy in Ireland, and I thought it was one of the best things I'd ever seen in my life. It was a concert like no other, and I love country and Western music. Ladies and gentlemen, number 8, Garth Brooks.
And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change.
Call him Matt. I love that song. I said, get that song, because I like Garth. Think about this with Garth Brooks. He, at the height of his career, when he was not only Garth Brooks, but he was Danny Gaines. Remember that when he had a pop star alter ego? But at the height of this guy's career, he says, I'm going to be a family man. I'm going to be around my kids. And then, you know, and when they get a little bit older, maybe I'll do some stuff. And then he and Trisha Yearwood got married and boom, got to give it to him. And then he comes back and bam, first tour makes $100 million. Number 7. An oldie buddy goodie as well. Paul McCartney.
And a jailer man and Sailor Sam were searching everyone for the band on the run. Band on the run.
$110 million he made. Now it starts to move up. Look, we hate this kid. I don't hate this kid. And I've been a big believer for a long time. I don't hate him. I think we're jealous of him. He's like 22 years old. We found out today his net worth is over $200 million. He's got a monkey, a private jet. He dates hot women. I don't hate him, but a lot of people do. But not as much as you would think, because he comes in at number 6 this year, or last year, as far as highest grossing concerts. By the way, $163.3 million.
My mama don't like you, and
she likes
everyone.
Everyone.
And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own.
Oh. If you like, I like him. I don't have a problem with him. You hate him because he has the monkey.
Oh, baby, you should go and love yourself.
I don't. And remember, look, you know what's weird about it? When you look at these concert numbers, understand that bands don't make money the old-fashioned way anymore. It's not about record sales, because there are no record sales. Like, remember last year, Adele, man, she's like, Adele's going to sell 7 million copies. It's like, you look at the biggest albums of all time, and that's not even a sniff. That's not even a, what's that? Oh, yeah, that's Adele. She's way back there. Speaking of Adele, she comes in at number 5, $167.7 million.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who
I like Adele. That's my crush. I find her. But then when you hear her talk, it's like Beckham, right? Like David Beckham is a good looking, he's a great looking dude.
Then he talks like this. You're like, all right then, I'm David Beckham. I like to score footballs in the net and all. Yes, all right.
And then Adele's the same way. Her voice is amazing. And then she'll be like talking during the show. And she's like, can I ask you guys something? You like my music? You all right? Has anybody got something to smoke? Number 4, $188.4 million. Apparently Axl needed the money. Guns N' Roses. Now, producer Phil, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't all of the... This was the entire band. It was Slash and all the other guys, right?
It was not. Steven Adler was not part of it.
Okay, he was not part of it. But by and large... But by and large, it was most of the dudes.
Yeah, it was most of them.
Okay. And I don't know what he got paid for AC/DC tour. But I'm sure he got some change for that. He's not doing that for free. Now it gets big money. Remember, we started at $80.5 million. $85.5 million. with this French Canadian Céline Dion. We started with her way back there. And now we're up to somebody who is uncoupled. It's Coldplay.
Look at the stars. Look how they shine for you. And everything you do. Yeah, they were all yellow.
They were all yellow, weren't they, mate? $241 million they made touring. Are they Europe's version of Nickelback? Are they going to become that? Like, I always think you're like, Nickelback goes and plays somewhere. People are like, oh, you know, we make fun of Nickelback and the Canadians make fun of Nickelback, but like, they'll play like Rio and like 200,000 people will show up. So, ha ha on them, right? Number two, she will be at Coachella. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Beyonce.
I'm up on him, him. He up on me. Don't pay him any attention. Just crying my tears. Take the 3 good gears. You can't ping that at me. Cause if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't be mad what you think I see on it. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
What? She made $256 million. That is a ton of money. Beyonce and Jay-Z, man, they're printing money. They are printing dollar bills, yo. In fact, it's funny because two of the three headliners at Coachella, their last albums, they gave away, right? Like Radiohead did. They were the first ones to say, we're just going to give it away. And if you want to pay us some of it, that's fine. And I think Beyonce gave away her album overnight. Because kids just don't pay for it. These kids just don't pay for anything. But number one comes to us from New Jersey. He's a 67-year-old man who has been cruising around for quite a long time on stage, and his concerts are epic, epic, epic. Producer Anthony went to a concert 7 months ago, and he's still there because Bruce won't get off the stage. Bruce Springsteen.
Look at this photograph.
Who sounds eerily like Nickelback. By the way, he pocketed $268 million, and personally, after all said and done, he walked away with about $100 million. Not bad, and I think he had a new album, but again, album, they don't make money like that. Last year's number one, by the way, was Taylor Swift in 2015. I think she had like $170 million. But look, if you look at the average ticket prices, which I find, Dion had the top average ticket price at $146. What'd you pay to see Adele, producer Anthony? You paid $146. Beyonce's $114. Springsteen's $111. The Stones were $122. McCartney was $127. Wow, that's huge. And if you look at the averages, though, this is the thing that's crazy. The Stones had the biggest average. So the Stones only did 14 performances. They made $9.1 million. Beyonce did, she came in second with 5.6 per performance. Coldplay, actually, 5.5 with just 60 shows. Guns N' Roses, they did 44 shows, 35 cities for 5.4. By the way, Garth Brooks was the most affordable of all the ticket prices to go see. $69.29. He did 102 performances in 25 cities. That's pretty amazing. That's huge. 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 Massive huge. Massive huge. Who's going to be huge next year? You know what's weird? Right now there's a band playing somewhere, and they're opening up somewhere tonight. Right? Like they're opening up, you know, they're the first of three bands going on for some stars somewhere tonight. And by the end of the year, they'll be headlining a tour somewhere and they'll be massive. That's got to be huge. That's got to be the most incredible thing. That has not happened to us yet, producer Phil. But we're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text us 323-538-2423. I wonder if Mariah's going to be on here next year because she's touring with Lionel Richie. I don't know if she will be, but judging by what she did the other night, I'm going to think no. Chad Benson Show.
I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
So you text the show, 323-538-2423. Phil getting a lot of love out there with his rendition of Bad Boys. Who sings that again? Who's the original?
Inner Circle.
Inner Circle. What you gonna do? One hit, producer Phil. One hit. It's all we need.
It's all I ever looked for.
Just that one, man. And I'm telling you, the more I think about it, it's a holiday hit because it's there every year. Texter writes in, hi, I would like to mention that Sioux Falls is in South Dakota, not North Dakota. Well, sorry about that. Did not know that. I was unaware. I didn't know where I said, actually. I knew it was in a Dakota, okay? Can we just get I was right. I got a Dakota right. Yeah, was not in Dakota Fanning, is what producer Anthony said. So you can send your hate mail to him at Anthony at the show. You could do that. You could do that. By the way, the most pirated movies of the year are in. Number one most pirated movie, according to Torrent Freak. Producer Phil, you would never use a torrent or go to anything like that. Have you ever heard of Torrent Freak?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, I do not gamble. I have never seen that person before in my life. Number one was Deadpool, followed by Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, Captain America, Civil War. Some of the other big ones, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Pixar's hit, The Finding Dory. How is Finding Dory? Like, you're stealing that for your kids. You're not stealing that for you. What kind of lesson are you teaching your children? Kids, let me tell you something. These people worked hard on this. That's why we're going to steal. I think if you steal something and they catch you stealing it, they should make you reenact the entire thing. You like it so much, act it out.
If you love it, you should put a ring on it.
If you love it, you should put a ring on it. One of the big New Year's resolutions I've seen a lot of people talk about out there is this whole, we're going to detox from technology. We're never going to detox. Let's not pretend we're going to detox from technology. I hate it when people go, you know what I really want to find in my life? Balance. I want balance in my life. I want to be balanced. Like, sometimes I want to be very family, and other times I want to be business. I want to find balance. It's your balance. Look, we live on technology. It's what drives us, right? It's what drives us. You and I and everybody out there, we have given the stories before. I don't even have to say it, but I'll play along with producer Phil. Producer Phil, you leave your wallet at home. What do you do?
I go back and get my wallet.
You leave your phone at home. What do?
I'm going back to get my damn phone.
That's right. Nobody. I left my wallet at home on 1,000 occasions. I don't care. Somebody will loan me 10 bucks at work. Damn, I own the company. Somebody's going to give me something, right? Probably not. Not here. But other places. But if I leave my phone at work, I am going home and getting it. It's part of who we are now. And we have to stop saying, like, this dirty thing. I really need to detox from technology. I do. I want to find balance. I want to find balance between personal and professional. There is none of that stuff. You want to know why people don't want to open businesses in France? They've got this thing now where you can opt out after-hours emails, which sounds fine. But that's why they're French, right? That's why it took the Germans, like, 2 weeks to get through them. I don't want to fight you. You guys look dangerous, and no, I'm going to pass on this one. Maybe the next war we will be involved in, but not this one. I would like to opt out. There's no such thing. Look, technology is where we are nowadays. As kids, we would have lived on technology if we had it. Atari was not the technology that we were going to live off. Pong was not it. Pac-Man was not it. The Atari games were great, but come on. These kids live on technology. We live on it now. Let's stop pretending that this is something we have to detox from. It's not a bad thing. Yes, anything you do too much can be a bad thing. Working out too much can be a bad thing. But the truth is, we live for our technology. And trying to make our kids detox off of it because we want them to go outside and play like we did, they're not us. We did things differently. They're them. And if this is where they find their happiness, and this is where the world's going, we're going to become more technology-driven, not less. Let them have it. Jiminy Cricket.
I want to find balance, because balance is good.
Killing me. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook. At Chad Benson Show, Twitter. ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Love it when you go there. You can also email the show, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Phenomenal show tomorrow. We promise to get you over the hump. Brian Anthony for the czar for Phil. My name's Chad Benson. As always, I bid you adieu. Night, night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.